and Lords and Tenants Trust, Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Jason in the House.
Welcome to the Jason in the House podcast. I'm Jason Chaffetz. Thanks so much for joining us. I really do appreciate your time. Oh, we got some fun stuff today because we're going to highlight the stupid because, you know, there's always somebody doing something stupid somewhere. And we've got plenty of that. We got three good ones for you today. And then we've also got Ashley Hinson. Now, she's Congresswoman Ashley Hinson. She's been on this podcast before. If you want to hear more about her bio and growing up and how she became the Congresswoman, go back and check out that episode. But this is a fresh, brand new episode because Ashley Hinson has decided to put her hat in the ring. See, Joni Ernst has announced that she's not going to be running again as the senator from Iowa. So Ashley Hinson is going to be running. So we're going to talk about that race. If you want to talk about the control of the United States Senate and what's going on there, this is going to be the epicenter. A lot happening in Iowa this next election cycle because you're going to have a change in the governor. They've had a wonderful governor, but she's not going to be running again. One of the members of Congress is running for that seat. Ashley Hinson's running for the Senate. And I believe that Iowa has four House seats. So you've got, there's two of the four right there, plus a governorship, plus a Senate race. So a lot happening. I don't even know how many millions of dollars are going to be flowing into little old Iowa, everywhere from Boone to Des Moines to you name it. They're going to be flowing in there. But the control of the Senate really is pivotal. So we're going to talk to Ashley Hinson and get some more insight on that. All right, time to bring on the stupid because guess what? There's always somebody doing something stupid somewhere. Some of these are just flat out entertaining, and so I put them in the stupid category. And this is really something I paid a lot of attention to, and it comes to us from United Press International. Chunkosaurus Rex. That's a name you should all memorize. Chunkosaurus Rex wins the Texas inaugural Fat Squirrel Week. Fat Squirrel Week is something that is definitely on my calendar and my radar because I didn't have enough to do on that particular week, but I will put this forevermore on my calendar. And yet, you have to see a picture of this Chunkosaurus, but nicknamed the Chunkosaurus Rex. Really, really proud of this squirrel because squirrels are all about how many nuts they can go get, how many they can put in their cheeks, right? And then how many they can consume. So if you end up being the fattest squirrel, you're probably the most adept at doing your job. And Chunkosaurus Rex, congratulations to you because you made all the other squirrels look really, really stupid. You're actually really good at your job. So congratulations there for making everybody else pretty much look stupid. All right, now, odditycentral.com, that is the site to always look at. Here's the headline. Husband forced by Turkish court to compensate ex-wife after saving her number as chubby in his phone. So they went on his phone. And instead of just her name, you know, you can have a nickname. Well, if her thing comes across and rings, it comes across as chubby. Gentlemen, ladies too, but gentlemen in particular, let me give you some words of advice. If your wife is in your phone, don't be using the word chubby to describe her. That's flat out stupid, and all it's going to do is get you in trouble and get you a spot on this show. There are other ways to get on the show other than putting your loved one on as chubby. Well, the Turkish court is going to compensate the ex-wife. And the husband's being forced to pony up some dollars or whatever form. I wish I knew exactly how much, but yeah, it's going to cost him in a lot of ways. All right, and finally on our stupid list, this one comes to us again from the UPI on Odd News. Skateboarding pig earned the Guinness Book of World Records. Now, it's not often that we have these types of awards happening, but this skateboarding pig was really kind of amazing, because here's how the first paragraph reads. A perfectly poised pig from Illinois earned a Guinness World Record when he showed off his skateboarding swine skills and took a 33-foot ride in just over 11 seconds. Norbert the pig from Buffalo Grove earned the record for fastest 10 meters pushing a skateboard by a pig. I did not know that was a category. I would have competed. I would have found the proper pig. But now that you all have been warned and know that is up for grabs, the record is 11.32 seconds. Can you get your pig to go 10 meters by pushing a skateboard by himself, not you, by itself, to go 11.32 seconds? That's the question. And that is the stupid, because you know what? There's always somebody doing something stupid somewhere.
More Jason in the House next.
The guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Cunahan, president of Leaf Filter, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have Leaf Filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A Leaf Filter trusted pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install Leaf Filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, Leaf Filter trusted pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/deal to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
To get this special radio offer, go to leaffilter.com/deal for your free gutter inspection today and get up to 30% off. That's leaffilter.com/deal for up to 30% off. Leaffilter.com/deal. See representative for warranty details.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. Ever wonder why Big Wireless wants you on an unlimited plan? They probably want you to cover the cost of those 20-somethings using all that data every month. But most people 50 and up like me only use 12 gigs or less. Don't get bamboozled by Big Wireless. Switch to Consumer Cellular. Our plans start at just $20, and we use the same towers as the big guys. Join the millions who choose something better, because if you're not using all that data, you're probably getting used.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com/facts. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater. My dad passed away at the age of 63. It's out of nowhere. Had a stroke. Super hard, obviously, for the whole family, but my dad had life insurance. This is why I have life insurance for my family, for my wife and four kids. And the best place to get life insurance is ethos.com, because you can do it in 10 minutes. And there's no medical exam and no blood test, just a few health questions. Get life insurance in 10 minutes so your family is protected. Ethos, E-T-H-O-S, ethos.com/Mike.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1995. Mike Tyson.
In the last 3 years, I had the chance to reflect on my life and develop my mind, and I will continue my journey to making myself a better person.
The federal building on 5th is going to be your main target. You have half of the building collapsed all the way from the roof down.
There's
frustrating for firefighters because there are some areas where we're reaching and touching people, but we just can't get to them.
The bombing in Oklahoma City was an attack on innocent children and defenseless citizens. It was an act of cowardice, and it was evil.
I did not, nor to my knowledge, did anyone else in the White House destroy, mishandle, or misappropriate any document in Vincent Foster's office.
The White House has contended that the Clintons were passive investors in Whitewater. The facts are otherwise.
If it doesn't fit, you must acquit.
News as it happens then, news as it happens now.
This is Fox News Talk.
Saving you money, I'm Hillary Barsky. Over 20% of Americans are likely to put off creating a debt payoff program, according to NerdWallet. But there are steps you can now take to lower interest payments as you work toward paying down your balance. Financial planners say the first is to forgive yourself and then make a plan. You might have been making minimum payments, and while that approach allows you to avoid late fees, it still keeps you trapped in debt for a much longer time. If you can shift your spending even slightly, you may be able to afford bigger payments. One idea is to temporarily limit contributions to retirement accounts, or for more income, perhaps you can take on a side hustle or get a roommate. You can also lower interest rates by calling your credit card company and just asking, or look into balance transfer credit cards, or perhaps explore a loan consolidation. A home equity loan or line of credit can also provide lower interest financing, but be aware that you can possibly lose your home if you can't pay off your debt going forward. Saving you money, Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
This is House Call for Health. Friendship is an important part of most people's lives, but it plays a particularly significant role in the lives of older people. A study recently published in the journal Research on Aging says for seniors especially, having friends increases happiness. The research also found doing small favors for close friends, gestures like offering them a ride or lending a helping hand, makes people feel happy and gives them a sense of purpose in their lives. Both men and women benefit from friendship, but with men, friendships often center on shared activities, while for women, friendship tends to be focused on emotional closeness and communication. That study looked at 180 adults around Austin, Texas, with an average age of 74. This, as a study conducted at the University of Michigan, found older adults who help out their friends tend to feel more positive emotions in their day-to-day lives. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
It's Jason in the House.
Time to bring on Ashley Hinson because, oh, what she's doing is serious stuff. Ashley is super talented and really enthusiastic. So let's get Ashley on the line.
Congresswoman, thanks so much for joining us on the Jason in the House podcast. Do appreciate it. It's good to chat with you again.
Always glad to be back on, Jason, and a beautiful fall time in Iowa, and always glad to be back home as well.
Well, I love it. Football's in the air, and I love that. And Iowa football, Iowa State, Iowa, they're always in the mix somehow, some way. And I know that causes some discussion in the Hinson household. But that aside, you know, look, last time we chatted, you were the congresswoman. You've been way successful. So you're making great progress and doing lots of things. But now, things changed politically in Iowa, and you've made a big decision that I wanted to further explore.
Yeah, well, obviously it was not on my bingo card to be running for the U.S. Senate this year, but on the news that our fabulous U.S. Senator Joni Ernst is not going to be seeking re-election after the end of her term, I decided to pretty quickly jump into that race, and I think it's a really important time to be running for the U.S. Senate. We see what's happening there right now with Chuck Schumer and the Democrats and how they've handled things this whole year with nominees and with the shutdown, and so I look at how important it is to retain this U.S. Senate seat and keep it Republican, and then I think about all the priorities that I have as a working mom and what I hear out in the state every single day. It's making sure that we are keeping our country safe, secure borders, deporting these dangerous illegals, keeping men out of girls' sports is probably one of the number one things I continue to hear about from other parents, and then keeping our taxes low. People really are happy that we respect taxpayers again in this current administration and with this current Congress. So we're certainly trying to complete those priorities and make sure the president has a full 4 years of win. So I look forward to being one of his top allies in the Senate to get that done.
Now, we did a podcast previously, and it was great. Loved it. A little bit more about your background and growing up. But, you know, the jump into politics, let's revisit that again, because You know, at what point do you sit down and say, you know, honey, I think I'm going to, let's put our hat in the ring. I want to run for Congress. And then there's another leap that says, you know, let's make this even harder. Let's run in all 99 counties here in Iowa. Talk to me about that process, what it's like for the family, because now you've had experiences being the congresswoman, but now you're taking a bigger leap and taking on the whole state.
Yeah, well, and it is a lot of time on the road because you have to get out and do what we call in Iowa, very affectionately, the full Grassley. So all 99 counties, you go out and tour and make stops and visit. And my approach to this race is the same approach that I've taken to my race for Congress, which is go everywhere, meet with everyone, and hear their stories and then tell their stories. And so I'm just basically scaling up how I've been doing my job these past 5 years across the entire state. And I've already done, I think, more than 30 counties of that 99 county tour since I launched in early September. So I am out there, I'm working, and I'm still trying to prioritize my family in the process, because at the end of the day, my boys and my husband are why I'm choosing to do this. And I have a 14 and 12 year old, and Max just finished a wonderful marching band season, so I was even able to make it to some of those football games and performances this year. But you do need to prioritize your family, and you can do both. And I'm a big believer of God only gives you what you can handle, sometimes right up until what you can handle. But I think hard work, you create your own luck, and you can still be a good human and be a good a member of your family too. So helps that I have a very supportive husband who, I still remember that conversation when I ran for the state house, Jason, a long time ago. But, you know, I had quit my job as an on-air journalist at the time, because you can't be an on-air anchor and a candidate at the same time. And so I, you know, we sat down and had the talk, and I said, I think I'm going to quit my job for this job that I might win that pays me $25,000 a year. And he just looked at me and he said, okay, I think I need to sell some more insurance. And so that was the conversation that we had the first time, and it's been a wild ride ever since.
Well, let's talk about those kids of yours, because, you know, it's, I never thought we'd be in a position where we even had to have a discussion about men in women's sports or men in women's bathrooms. Like, I seriously, like, when I first got going, before I got involved in politics, and then as I got into politics, I just never thought that this would be a top-tier issue and that Democrats would fight, like literally decide, hey, this is a fight worth fighting. I don't get it. I don't understand it. But there are real world implications. It's not just a philosophical. I mean, I was kind of been in the news a lot about these types of things. So explain how that's playing out personally and what's going on in Iowa.
Yeah, it's really embarrassing, I will say, for these school districts to be leading national news, not for achievements in education, but for achievements in woke ideology. And I think, you know, my kid's school, the Linmar High School, where my 14-year-old is a freshman, is unfortunately one of the beacons of this problem. And it was just a couple of weeks ago that they led all five segments of their morning announcements with long segments on Bisexual Plus Awareness Week and sexual attraction. And I think
go back here for a second.
It's pretty wild.
How old are these kids?
Right. So this is for high schoolers. But at the end of the day, I mean, this is my 14-year-old who's hearing these announcements. They weren't given an opportunity to opt out. You know, no parental consent about clearly this grooming that was happening by the teachers who were sponsoring these clubs. And so I called for a full investigation here, because we know some administrators had to know about it, and they allowed it to happen. And why were parents not given the opportunity to be a part of that conversation in having our kids opt out? But my thought is that this shouldn't even be airing in our schools in the first place. I mean, I have to sign a permission slip if my kids want to take Tylenol at school, but yet the school can be broadcasting about Bisexual Plus Awareness Week. It doesn't make any sense to me. And I don't think schools should be labs for these woke experiments. They should not be sexualizing our students. And this isn't about being anti-gay. This is about parents making sure we have a say in what our kids are learning at school and what is appropriate for them to learn at school. And I can tell you, 14-year-olds don't need to be hearing about monosexual identities on the morning announcements.
This is so crazy to me. Because, you know, I grew up in a place, it was idyllic, I get it, but every morning when we got to school, then maybe they have an announcement or two, but then we would stand up and say the Pledge of Allegiance.
Right.
And then we would actually settle in and do our schoolwork. And yet we still, time and time again, you hear these teachers' unions and these teachers' groups And look, we've had fabulous teachers for our kids with some exceptions, but boy, those exceptions just make it like, what are you doing with my kids? They're our kids. And yet the Democrats seem to have a philosophical difference saying, oh no, they're our kids. No, they're not. They're not your kids. They're the parents' kids.
Right. And this is not, ironically, this is not the first time at this school that they left parents in the dark. They were trying to let kids change their gender identity at school past the age of 12 without telling parents. I mean, this was at that time, too, when all that was happening with the Virginia governor's race, where, again, the candidate said, these kids belong to the government, right, at that point. And so I think that is a clear line here where families, not school administrators, should be deciding how and when to address all of these issues. And schools should be, in their morning announcements, talking about what's for lunch and when the football game is this week, right? That's what I remember seeing in my school announcements. And you talk about, like, saying the pledge. These same woke teachers are seemingly anti-American because they were pushing back on saying the Pledge of Allegiance every day. They actually had to pass a law here in Iowa to make it so that the students did the pledge every day. And I think that's just atrocious that we've gotten to a point where, again, they want to double down on these crazy woke policies about promoting woke gender ideology at school over saying things like a very patriotic Pledge of Allegiance.
Does Iowa playing out in the news? All you have to do is go to foxnews.com or go to the other outlets and you'll see, you know, the idea of so-called transgenders trying to participate in women's sports. Is that playing out in Iowa? Because it seems so patently unfair, and even Gavin Newsom, the governor of California, admitted that, yeah, I can understand the difference on how that's unfair. And yet Democrats, again, fighting to make sure that, you know, people born as males that are males are allowed to participate in women's sports.
Yeah, and it has played out here. You know, there have been several cases where boys have tried to participate. And again, our state legislature, thank goodness, intervened in that and blocked this from happening. And what I don't want to see is young girls who are working really, really hard to achieve in their sport, whether it's basketball, swimming, soccer, whatever it may be, just have that dream edged out by a boy who is competing unfairly with the gender advantage, right? We just all understand that boys are biologically different than girls. They have more testosterone. They have more muscle mass. They're bigger. There are so many differences, and we just need to acknowledge that there is a difference between boys and girls, and that's okay. And girls should play in girls' sports. Boys should play in boys' sports. And I just don't see why that's so hard for people to realize that by allowing that to happen, they're snatching that dream of achievement away from a girl who is working really hard. And I think I've had a number of parents who have come up to me. You know, I mentioned I get a chance to go to some of these football games, and I have parents coming up to me now saying, you know, I can't pick that fight because of my job or whatever it may be in the community. But thank you for picking that fight, because they want some accountability here. And they're tired of seeing a few woke, loud voices drive the agenda in our schools. And some of these administrators, I would venture to guess, are probably too afraid to stand up to the teachers' unions as well. So I can tell you that I'm one of those mama bears who's just, I'm fed up with it. I'm not going to pull my kids out of school because, frankly, we shouldn't have to, right? We shouldn't have to make that decision. I'm a property taxpayer. I'm sending my kids to public schools, and I want to fix this problem. And it's why I've, you know, written a letter to the Department of Ed to look at this, to do an investigation here. It seems like we've got a lot of investigating to do around schools. I mean, you look at what happened in Des Moines with the superintendent there, with the illegal con man being named the superintendent and leading the biggest school district in our state. So I guess we have some real work to do starting at the school board level as well, because at the end of the day, this is about their leadership. They've promoted woke ideology, DEI hires over actual merit and accountability here. And it's really showing and rearing its ugly face. And unfortunately, Iowa is the poster child for that this year.
Yeah, I don't think that Iowa set out to do this, but somehow it did make more national news. This case, I want to talk about that in Des Moines, because, I mean, this is a very senior position. It's a very well-paid position, and supposedly scoured the country coast to coast, and this is the person that came up with. So those that maybe aren't as familiar with this, walk us through what happened here, because it really is pretty outrageous.
Yeah, it is. This was an illegal immigrant con man with a weapons charge and an active deportation order that had been hired to be the superintendent of schools in Iowa, a $300,000 a year job, leading the largest school district here in Iowa. And his name was Ian Roberts. He should be deported. I think his deportation order came under President Biden's administration. And now, of course, the ICE agent showed up a couple of weeks ago in Des Moines and arrested him that morning. It was a Friday morning. And I remember remember it vividly because we were meeting with the governor and she got the heads up this had happened. And we all knew what the outrage on the left was going to be, right? It was their emotions don't care about the facts of the case, which was that this guy was arrested in a Des Moines public school car. He fled from law enforcement. He had guns and cash and, frankly, had that deportation order. So I think the layers of the onion have started unraveling. We've now learned in hindsight that he falsified his resume. He didn't even have the doctorate. He said he did. He concealed his immigration status, so he lied. And again, he had the gun charges in his background as well.
You're listening to Jason in the House. We'll be back with more of my conversation with Congresswoman Ashley Hinton right after this.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Plan your day with the Sue McClain News Hour on KCNR. Your weekday weather forecast equips you to tackle any weather, rain or shine. Sponsored by the Queen of Dragons, a local champion delivering premium flour, edibles, and concentrates with free delivery to Shasta Lake. Their Flower Fridays deal runs all weekend until stock's gone, so grab it fast. Support local by visiting X, Facebook, or thequeenofdragons.com. KCNR keeps you in the loop every day. The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavor. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1460.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
This is Jason in the house.
That's the point I was going to bring up, is this, you know, going and checking somebody's resume for a high-powered position like this, you get this degree, it's pretty easy to go back and call and say, hey, did this person get this degree? But they didn't even seem to do any bit of research. I mean, you would think that this would be coming out in a pretty, you know, pretty easily. But wasn't this person like Michelle Obama's chief of staff? Or did I read that right?
Yes, Jackie Norris was Michelle Obama's chief of staff. And so I think, you know, from my perspective, she should have known better. But it speaks to, again, why we have problems with many of our school boards, not only here in Iowa. I think Iowa just happens to be the poster child for it this month. But you look across the country and these school boards are deliberately looking the other way. And as in this case, they're overlooking parents' feedback and criticism on many of these, which are 80-20 issues, I might add, 80%. Not, you know, these are bipartisan issues in terms of supporting parents' rights. And yet you have these school board members who are in bed with the teachers' unions who are making these terrible decisions. And so, yeah, Jackie Norris is one example of that. And she, again, I think she should resign from the school board because what happened here is a total disgrace. And hiring felons to teach and work with children is unconscionable. And, you know, they talked at the Des Moines school board about giving radical empathy to this con man, and I want radical accountability and justice for the families that he deceived and they enabled. And that's exactly what happened here.
Yeah. Let's go on and talk about some other issues, because as a United States Senator, if you were to be victorious, you got to take on a lot of issues. You have two of the more high profile, harder working senators that there are, Joni Ernst and certainly Senator Grassley, who I'm a huge fan of. He, you know, his work on oversight was inspirational to me. I used to be the chairman of the oversight committee, as you know, and by working with the Grassley staff and the Senator Grassley himself, they were rock stars. I mean, they were sort of the, you know, what you aspire to be like. But the issues that come across the senator's plate are often, you know, you kind of gravitate based on your personality and your passion and your aptitude and what you get excited about. So what would those be like for an Ashley Hinson? Because, you know, Joni Ernst, naturally there she was going to be involved in national security issues and the military and those types of things. So what would that be for you?
Yeah. Well, first of all, let me say that my priorities have always been Iowans' priorities. As I've served in Congress, I had three main goals, and they were to, number one, always figure out how we could protect taxpayers in the best way possible. Being from a very rural state, making sure rural America continues to have a seat at the table. And then, again, at the heart of it, when I'm a mom thinking about the issues that our country is facing, it's about keeping our country safe, both here at home and abroad. So my portfolio of work, I've really tried to focus on those areas, because that's what I'm hearing from Iowans also is really, really important. So I think that will continue for me in the Senate. I've done a lot of work on standing up to China and the CCP, making sure we have good policy in place. You know, we're working on trade deals right now, and the president is doing that. But we also have to have good accountability there. And so making sure our trade laws are being enforced and DOJ has the resources they need to go after the bad guys, while not targeting maybe sitting senators and members of Congress. You know, you talk about the oversight side. And how important it is, you know, the oversight side goes both ways. And so as a former journalist, I think I could end up having a good role there as well in making sure we're having that accountability that's needed so that they actually focus on doing their job. So that's one place that I really want to prioritize in terms of protecting, because it's a national security issue, but it's also a rural issue, because it's about opportunity. It's about access to markets. And it's, again, about that accountability for the Chinese who lie, steal, and cheat their way to success at the expense of American farms and American jobs. So that's one priority for me. And then another area where I've done a lot of work and I'm really excited to continue is on women's issues, right? I think we look at maternal access to health care. There are a lot of maternal health care deserts in rural America. And then child care is another issue there. And these are all, I think, real economic issues driving our country, and women need access to childcare and they need access to healthcare services in rural America. So those are a couple of places that I think will certainly drive a lot of my work as I continue that in the U.S. Senate.
When I think of Iowa, from my perspective, I think football, basketball, wrestling, certainly.
Yeah.
So very sports oriented. But when I think of the economy and I think about my time in Iowa, I can't help but think of corn and the ag sector as a whole. I mean, in terms of farming and, you know, whether it be in the livestock area or corn or all the different crops that are grown in Iowa, what can be done? What should be done there? Because if Iowa's not growing it, we're not eating it. And if we're not eating, life's not good. So Iowa's got to thrive for the rest of us to eat well.
Absolutely. Well, and I look at where policy intersects with that. Food security is national security, and we need to be able to grow and produce our own food. And we do that really, really well here in Iowa. I think, you know, we have, I think hogs outnumber people like 7 or 8 to 1 here in Iowa. So we grow a lot of good pork.
I knew there was a core reason why Iowans were such good wrestlers. I mean, if you look at a wrestling community, that's, if you grew up on a farm getting hogs, maybe I'm making a leap of faith that's ignorant, but that's my sense of it. Anyway, sorry, keep going.
Big and strong. No, that's what I have, you know, speaking of a 14-year-old boy who eats a lot of food right now, you know, we make sure he has a good Iowa pork chop and some good Iowa sweet corn. And, you know, we do feed and fuel the world here in Iowa. And so where policy intersects with that is, number one, again, the trade deals are so important. Our farmers don't want bailout checks. They want access to markets. So making sure that we can actually secure those deals with a big one like China, right, where we need them and they need us, and making sure we can have access there. We had 4 years under President Biden of not a single new trade deal and putting American agriculture and America last. And so being able to say we have a president who is now trying to make those deals happen, it's absolutely critical. But we are at an interesting juncture point right now where our input costs have been so high for so long that farmers are now really experiencing that delta, because their input costs are not keeping up with what they're making on the back end. So you have, you know, $4 corn, it costs $6 to put it in the ground. That's a real problem. And so at the end of the day, our goal is to try to figure out where in the supply chain can we make changes to help incentivize so that farmers can reduce those input costs. And then on the trade deal side, where can we make sure they have more access to markets abroad? And then what domestic markets can we help support? You know, Iowa, we have about 60% of our corn goes to ethanol. And so making sure that it can be blended with fuel is absolutely critical to industry and making sure that our farmers can survive.
Well, it's, again, if I was not growing it and doing it, then the rest of the country is going to really, really struggle with it. So you got the ag sector, you got the women's issues, you have the education issues. Talk to me about the role that Iowa plays in the military. And, you know, I think safety and security is going to be an ongoing issue. I think the left has taken a lurch over there and taken a position that I perceive as very anti-police, but also very concerning about their position on national security issues. This is, again, a position that Joni Ernst had helped champion along the way. Where are you at on those issues, and what could should be done?
Yeah, well, first of all, let me say we need to support our soldiers and those who are serving our country, soldiers, airmen, our Navy, our Marines, our Space Force. We need to support everyone, Coast Guard, up and down, because those are the people who are making it so we can live our lives blissfully, whether it's here in Iowa or in Utah or anywhere in the country. And making sure we are safe is paramount, and really is the basic role of the federal government, is to keep its citizens safe. Right. And so we need to support national security, and that starts with having a strong military. And, you know, right now, Iowa is in the middle of, I think it's possibly the largest deployment ever. We've got almost, I think, over 2,000 members of our National Guard who are currently deployed in the Middle East to help, you know, keep us safe and keep stability there, which, as we're seeing these negotiations happen, as we're seeing Iran continue to posture the deal between Israel and Hamas, and making sure that can stand the test of time, it is really critical for peace, not only here at home, but around the world, that we have a strong U.S. military. And so I'm proud of our Iowans who step up and put their name on the line to do that. And when we look at what President Trump and our Secretary of War, Pete Hegseth, have done, we are now seeing those military recruitment numbers, both here in Iowa and around the country, exceed their goals for the first time in many, many years, because people are excited to step up. We have some really strong patriots who want to step up and serve our country and keep everybody safe. And so I applaud the people who do that. And then we need to make sure we're taking care of them when they get home. And that's another area where I think our work in Congress and my work in the future in the U.S. Senate will be paramount. I've done a lot of work on veterans' mental health to make sure that when our soldiers come home, if they have the war wounds that maybe are not so visible, right, the PTSD that they may be suffering from, that they can get the services that they need from the VA or elsewhere and not be turned away.
No, this is what's sort of disgusting that I see across the nation. And look, I got to look at my own state as well. But, you know, so much effort, so much money, so much time is given to quote unquote homelessness. But and I think that's I don't like that term, because it's much more complicated than that. I think we do a disservice when we just say homelessness. It's more than that. There are people that are, have an addiction problem. There are people with mental health problems. There are people, who ran into financial trouble. Maybe they went through a nasty divorce, or maybe they lost their job and then maybe they had a business that failed and they had gotten out over their skis, so to speak. And, you know, there's so many different components that go into that. But then you have this portion of the military who these vets come back, and they haven't been able to make the transition, and they haven't been able to find the employment, and they haven't been able to necessarily cope. And maybe they are dealing with PTSD or something else that very significant. And that's why, I don't know, I just think that we do a disservice by just saying, oh, homelessness, and we try to put it all in one bucket. But those veterans who have served our nation, they deserve a lot better. I'm glad Doug Collins is there, because I do feel like for the first time with President Trump and Doug Collins leading the VA, that the thing is actually moving in a better, different direction than it's been going in the past.
Right. Well, and I would much rather see bloat the VA is a huge government organization. I think it's the largest employer in the federal government. And you look at the bureaucracy that's there and the way that gets in the way of providing services to veterans who need them. And that's what we need to look at, is just because we've been doing something the same way forever and ever doesn't mean we should keep doing it that way. And that's what I respect about what Doug is doing as the secretary, and what President Trump's doing across government, is trying to figure out, how do we more directly get those services to the people who need them, as opposed to just filling jobs to fill jobs?
Right.
And I think that the government should just not be a jobs program. It should be providing the services that people have earned. But we need to refocus on that. And so I think that's what Secretary Collins is trying to do, because at the end of the day, you know, we deal with this all the time on the casework side. We have veterans coming to us who are so frustrated because they can't get the appointment they need at the VA, or they, you know, can't get their medals, right, that they, they've been given the runaround on their service records. And so when we solve those kinds of problems for someone, it's, you know, for me as a member, I get a weekly report that details the casework solved that we were able to close out for the week. And that's some of the most meaningful work that we do is making sure we're helping those people through a really, really challenging time and getting the services that they have earned for putting their name again on the line to defend our country.
No, it's true. Look, my 8 years in Congress, it is true. The casework that you're able to do for your constituent services, it boils down to, hey, look, I need help with my Social Security. This is all screwed up. I can't figure it out. I need your help. And then a lot of people dealing with immigration issues, dealing with passports and trying to get their passports done. But then there's this huge category of military records, trying to figure out how to get right with the VA and get, you know, the treatments that they need. But hugely satisfying.
More Jason in the House next.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater. My dad passed away at the age of 63. It's out of nowhere. Had a stroke. Super hard, obviously, for the whole family, but my dad had life insurance. This is why I have life insurance for my family, for my wife and 4 kids. And the best place to get life insurance is ethos.com, because you can do it in 10 minutes. And there's no medical exam and no blood test, just a few health questions. Get life insurance in 10 minutes so your family is protected. Ethos, E-T-H-O-S, ethos.com/Mike.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. Ever wonder why the big wireless companies want you on an unlimited plan? It's because they need you to help cover the cost of the 20-somethings who are using a lot of data every month. Fact is, according to the latest research studies, most people 50 and up, like me, only use 12 gigs or less each month. Don't get bamboozled by big wireless. At Consumer Cellular, pick what suits your needs, whether it's 1 gig, 5, 10, or unlimited. The point is, pay for exactly what you need and nothing more. We use the same towers as the big guys, but since we don't own and maintain them, we can pass the savings on to you. Our plans start at just $20 a month, and you'll get the best customer service in the business. I want to invite you to join the millions of people who choose something better than big wireless. Because if you're not using all that data, you're probably getting used.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit consumercellular.com/facts. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A Canadian dad who lost his home in a fire, but then won a new home days later in a raffle, makes today's Dean's List. Daniel Druin's house was burned down after a devastating blaze, but he and his family were given an incredible gift just a few weeks after he bought a $50 raffle ticket to help the organization Big Brothers Big Sisters. Daniel had forgotten all about it when his family's home caught on fire and his son Gibson smelled the smoke overnight, helping his mom, sister, and all of the animals get out safely. And then to have the incredible gift come a few weeks afterward left him speechless. Daniel says he thought it was a prank call when the executive director of the organization called to deliver the good news that he won a new home. He says it's life-changing and is grateful that the odds of winning happened to swing in his favor. Janice Dean, Fox News.
This is House Call for Health. Parents were long advised to wait until their children were 3 years old to introduce them to peanuts and other foods that could trigger allergies, but a landmark 2015 study suggested otherwise. Dr. David Hill with the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia says a new study published in the journal Pediatrics shows the number of children with peanut allergies has sharply declined.
But if we actually introduce that allergen to children by mouth, having them eat it, before they're introduced to it via their skin, we can reduce the risk that child's going to go on to develop the food allergy itself.
Researchers analyzed health record data for about 40,000 children, finding that peanut allergies dropped by 43%. Overall, new early introduction guidelines have dramatically impacted food allergy rates as a whole, with roughly 60,000 fewer kids with food allergies than there would have been at least 5 years ago. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady. Fox News.
It's Jason in the house.
All right, real quickly, because I know we're kind of out of time here, but real quickly, now that you've been in Congress for some time, best part, worst part of the job?
Oh, that's actually a really tough question. I think, you know, the best part might be what we were just talking about, which is the casework wins, right? Seeing those incredible stories of problems that we've actually been able to solve for people, that to me is why I got into this in the first place, because I had seen what worked well in government and what didn't, and knew that at the heart of it, storytelling and problem solving is the number one job that we have as members of Congress. So I think that's probably the most rewarding to me. I don't necessarily want to say worst part, but I would say toughest part is being away from my family at some point. When Congress is not functioning well, because at the end of the day, I want to be like, oh, well, why can't we just do this? Why can't we just move forward? And getting consensus among a lot of people is a really, really challenging thing sometimes. And so I just have to remind myself at the end of the day, while that is many times disappointing and very frustrating to me, I try to remain positive and take small wins as big wins, because that's the only way you can move the ball forward and advance things for the American people. And so even on those worst days in Congress where you just want to bash your head against the wall, you just say, okay, tomorrow's a new day and here's what I'm refocusing on. So that's what I would say about that. But I love the job and I'm so excited to hopefully continue for six more years in the U.S. Senate. And they still get to keep me in Congress until the end of next year. So I've got a lot of work left to do before we wrap up this Congress. But I'm excited if people want to join our fight and our mission. AshleyHinson.com is my website. And I'm the mama bear getting ready to help give some backup in the Senate.
No. Well, Ashley Hinson, thank you so much for joining us on the Jason in the House podcast. The congresswoman from Iowa seeking to become the next senator from Iowa as Joni Ernst steps down and decides not to run again. And so I wish you all the best. You've made an amazing mark on Congress in your short time that you've been there, and I'm sure the same would be true in the Senate. But thank you so much for joining us. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Jason, for having me.
Oh, can't thank Ashley Hinson enough, the congresswoman wanting to be the senator. So, big long road ahead. You got to raise millions and millions of dollars. You got to go to all 99 counties. Looks like she's knocked out a few of those counties. But 99 counties, that's the thing. The full Grassley, they call it. Senator Grassley. A lot of counties in Iowa, you do the full Grassley. He does it every year and has for decades. He's been there a long, long time. But you get out and you go out and talk to the people and go to the diners and visit the hardware store and go to the farms. And you know what? There's nothing more American than that. So she's on her way to do that. Wish her luck in all that she does. Please, if you can rate this podcast, we'd appreciate it. You can subscribe to it. I want to remind people you can listen ad-free with a Fox News Podcast Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts. And Amazon Prime members can listen to this show ad-free on the Amazon Music app. Again, thanks for listening to Jason in the House. And join us again. We're going to be back next week. Look through the library of podcasts we have out there. But we'll have another exciting guest next week. I'm Jason Chaffetz. This has been Jason in the House.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There is a tremendous price war in the term life industry. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man aged 45, non-smoker, can get $1 million of coverage for $75 per month, level rate for 10 years. Or a man aged 50, non-smoker, can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of $110, level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates available for you as well. At TermBusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call today for a quote. 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Remember, 1-800-908-7636. Sample rate quotes based on preferred non-smoker rate class. Exam required.
Reading Kia is celebrating this season with joy, gratitude, and incredible year-end savings. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we're giving a heartfelt thank you to our veterans and the brave men and women of our military. Since 2006, Redding Kia has been your trusted hometown dealership. During our holiday sales event, take home a brand new 2026 Kia Sportage. There's always a military incentive rebate at Redding Kia. Visit us at 418 East Cypress Avenue or anytime at reddingkia.com.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Herring. At U.S. military bases overseas, workers are going without pay.
As the U.S. government shutdown drags on, foreign workers that support U.S. troops at military bases in Europe are also feeling the impact. Labor unions say over 1,300 workers in Italy and roughly 360 workers in Portugal weren't paid in October. Angelo Zaccaria, a union coordinator at the Aviano Air Base, says there are workers struggling to pay their mortgages, to support their children, or even to pay the fuel to come to work. The jobs include food service, logistics, and maintenance, but also specialized roles. Some workers are direct hires, while others are employed by private contractors. In Spain, one union said a delay was resolved with help from the Spanish government. Germany is covering the salaries of some 11,000 civilians there, counting on being repaid once the shutdown ends. I'm Jennifer King.
NBA officials have been meeting with congressional staffers in the nation's capital to address the latest gambling scandal.
This comes after federal indictments of Miami guard Terry Rozier, Portland coach Chauncey Billups, and others last month. The meeting did not include NBA Commissioner Adam Silver or sitting members of Congress. Senators Ted Cruz and Maria Cantwell have requested information on the NBA's gambling policies and why Rozier was cleared to play after sportsbooks flagged betting patterns in a March 2023 game. Rozier was accused of conspiring to help associates win bets. I'm Geffen Kuhlbaugh.
A powerful earthquake rattled northern Japan this morning. It was magnitude 6.9 and struck off the coast of the Iwate Prefecture. It was lifted 3 hours later. A tsunami advisory and some tsunami waves were noted. Nobody was hurt. King Charles has led Britain's annual ceremony of remembrance for war dead in London this morning. Thousands of military personnel, veterans, and members of the public gathered for the somber ceremony at the Cenotaph War Memorial. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Coverage varies by plan. View contracts and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
If you're driving a car or truck with an expired warranty and suddenly lost your transmission or needed a full engine repair, would a $4,000 repair bill leave you stranded? I'm Danica Patrick. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Choose the company I trust, Endurance. No matter the mileage, if your vehicle is less than 20 years old, Endurance offers auto protection plans for any budget. Protection on the drivetrain, electrical, transmission, AC, and more. Plus 24/7 roadside assistance and rental car reimbursement on any plan. Endurance handles everything from making the claim to paying the certified mechanic of your choice. Act now and get one full year of elite benefits, a $2,000 value, free.
Call for your fast free quote today. Call 800-289-6016. That's 800-289-6016. 800-289-6016.
The Senate's first weekend session since the shutdown began has yielded few signs of progress. Senate Majority Leader John Thune wished for a quick vote yesterday. It did not happen. There is talk that there might be a vote sometime later this afternoon. The impasse has lasted nearly 6 weeks. It's taking an increased toll on the country as federal workers go unpaid, SNAP benefits not being delivered. The Federal Aviation Administration has announced a 10% reduction in flight capacity across 40 major U.S. airports. That will not just affect people trying to travel. It could strain air cargo as the Christmas season begins to approach. FedEx and UPS have major hubs that affected airports, including Indianapolis, Memphis, and Louisville. The reduction impacts domestic flights, not global ones. The shipping companies like FedEx are adjusting plans to ensure shipments continue smoothly as best they can. Smaller high-value goods are more likely to be transported by air. News and analysis at townhall.com. A jail sentence has been handed down for a 007 wannabe.
A British man who had aspirations of being James Bond has been jailed for 7 years for trying to spy for what he believed to be Russian intelligence service agents. Howard Phillips, who's 65, was found guilty in July for attempting to pass information about former Defence Secretary Grant Shapps to two men he believed were Russian agents. However, the agents were undercover British intelligence agents. Justice Bobby Chima Grubb told Phillips at his sentencing hearing at Winchester Crown Court that he was prepared to betray his country for money. The judge added that Phillips had a personality with narcissistic tendencies and an overblown sense of his own importance. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Today is Sunday, November the 9th, and some notable people are celebrating a birthday today, including bodybuilder and actor Lou Ferrigno. The Incredible Hulk is 74 years old. Country singer Chris Lane is 41. More on these stories at townhall.com.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Fox News Podcasts presents the Brett Baer Podcast with Fox News Chief Political Anchor Brett Baer.
I'm Brett Baer. We are coming to you from Miami. President Trump has just addressed a major business group here and spoke with me afterwards. We also have an exclusive interview this hour with House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries, in which he will react to the president's comments. All of that is coming up. Now to my exclusive interview with President Trump.
Mr. President, thanks for the time.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. How do you read last night's election results?
Well, I watched very closely. These are three pretty Democrat states, assuming everything is fair and balanced, as you would say. I thought that New Jersey would do better. I didn't think that Virginia was going to do very well. I didn't think the candidate, well, you know, didn't really have my support, my big support.
Is that why you didn't really endorse her?
I didn't endorse her. No, I didn't. I mean, my endorsement means a lot to me. So I was a little disappointed in the fact that New Jersey, I thought New Jersey would do a little bit better than that. The Cuomo situation, it's just, he had too many things against him. He had a lot of things against him. And Curtis Leeward tried very hard, but, you know, he's been there before. So it was pretty open shot that Mandami had.
You said today, you kind of admitted that last night was not great for the party. You said that the shutdown and your name not being on the ballot were big factors. You're the head of the party. So obviously the policies are run on in these states. Do you see that at all, or how do you read it?
Well, I do, because, you know, we've done so much. You know, energy is way down. Look at energy. We're going to have $2 gasoline. I did that. That brings everything else down. Groceries are way down other than beef. Now, beef is going to come down. You know, we have to do that. You remember when I started, eggs were up by 4 times what they were previous. You know, it was in 2 days in the office that they told me about eggs. I solved that, because the fact is we have prices way down. We have prices down. Our country's doing well. The stock market's hitting record highs like 48 times during my 9 months. And just a couple of days ago, it hit another record high, like really record high. It's great. And that equates, that's not just rich people. That's 401ks. I mean, that equates to everybody. And the country's doing very well. But as Republicans, you have to talk about it. Because if you don't talk about it, you know, I saw that they kept talking about affordability. Well, Biden was a disaster with affordability. He had the highest inflation rate in the history of our country. But you have to talk about it. It's no good if we do a great job and you don't talk about it. And I don't think they talk about it enough. You know, they have this new word called affordability, and they don't talk about it enough. The Democrats did, and the Democrats make it up, because we took over a mess. Think of energy. Energy was so expensive, and now I have it down to half what it was.
You're right about...
As a Republican, you have to let people know that.
You're right about people feeling it. You know, when we talked about this interview happening, we had people reach out from around the country. Regina Foley messaged me, and she says she is retired in Greensboro, North Carolina. She is a registered Republican all her life. She voted for you 3 different times, but she is not happy about how her prices have not come down that she sees. And she said this, quote, "I want the Republicans to keep control of Congress in 2026, but something has to be done fast. I don't see the best economy right now. Wall Street numbers do not reflect my Main Street money. Please do something, President Trump." So I guess, what do you say to Regina and people like her?
Well, I do say this. Beef we have to get down. I think of groceries. You know, it's an old-fashioned word, but it's a beautiful word. Beef we have to get down, but we've got prices way down. And think of this. Energy. She drives a car, probably, and her energy prices are way down. And energy is so all-encompassing. It's so big that when energy goes down, everything comes down. Everything follows it. And I have energy down to 5-6 year lows now.
So you think prices are coming down from the...
I believe that. Yeah, I think they're coming down, but I think they're down already. I think the biggest problem is Republicans don't talk about it. They don't talk about the word affordability, and the Democrats lie about it. Look, when I took over, and I said this, inflation was so bad under Biden. Remember, he had the Inflation Reduction Act. It was
9%. Yeah.
It was a scam. And he tried to lower inflation, but he caused the inflation, and he tried to lower the inflation. He took over my economy where inflation was at 1%, which is perfect, 1%. He drove it 9 or 10 times higher than that in a short period of time. When I took over, it was a mess. I have inflation way down. I have it down to a normal number right now, lower than a normal number, in my opinion, I think. So I do say to her, first of all, I love her because she voted for me 3 times, and I think she'd vote for me again if I had that opportunity.
When you look at our exit polls in these states, and you point out they're traditionally Democratic states, but on the economy, the poll numbers are upside down. You're saying it's that Republicans don't talk about it. Do you think they're going to feel different come first quarter 26, et cetera?
Well, I hope so. You know, the Democrats lie about it. We've done a great job. We have $17 trillion of investment coming into our country. Biden had less than $1 trillion in 4 years. I have $17 trillion in 9 months. That would mean $20 or $21 trillion. In the history of the world, there's never been a country with anything near that. It's now all these plants are being built. Car companies are coming back. AI, we're leading China. You know, we're beating China. You know it. China knows it. In fact, President Xi congratulated me. He said, "I want to congratulate you on turning that country around. I've never seen anything like it." And I congratulate him, too. We get along. You know, it's nice that I get along with him. But when I went to that meeting, we had a rare earth problem. When I left, we had a record purchase of soybeans. I mean, he's buying 25 billion tons of soybeans. Think of that. 25. This is numbers like nobody's ever seen before. Billions and billions of dollars on agriculture. And I told the farmers, don't worry about it. Start thinking about buying a bigger tractor, right? I said more land and a bigger tractor, and that's what they're doing.
I want to talk to you about New York City real quick. You're a New Yorker. You famously kind of had a fight with Ed Koch back in the 70s and 80s as he was a mayor. He obviously wasn't a democratic socialist, as you call the mayor-elect Zoro Mamdani a communist. But is there any part of you that looks at Mamdani and says, it is good for you politically to have a big foil there that you're going to talk about for the next 3 years?
You know, I'm so torn because I would like to see the new mayor do well because I love New York. I really love New York. When I left New York for Washington, New York was doing really well, but there were some bad signs. The bad sign was a guy named de Blasio. So the signs of de Blasio, that was the beginning, and it was bad. This one, we're going to look. For 1,000 years, communism has not worked. It just, communism or the concept of communism has not worked. I tend to doubt it's going to work this time.
Did you see his victory speech?
No, it's literally never worked. Yeah, I thought it was a very angry speech, certainly angry toward me. And I think he should be very nice to me. You know, I'm the one that sort of has to approve a lot of things coming to him. So he's off to a bad start.
At one point he says, turn the volume up.
So hear me, President Trump, when I say this. To get to any of us, you will have to get through all of us.
How do you respond to that? Does that affect anything you're going to do?
It's a very dangerous statement for him to make, actually. And, you know, you talk about danger. I think it's a very dangerous statement for him to make. He has to be a little bit respectful of Washington, because if he's not, he doesn't have a chance of succeeding. And I want to make him succeed. I want to make the city succeed. I don't want to make him succeed. I want to make the city succeed, and we'll see what happens.
Did you see reaching out to him?
I would say he should reach out to us, really. I think he should reach out. Right. I'm here. We'll see what happens. But I would think that it would be more appropriate for him to reach out to us.
So speaking of reaching out, is there a deal that can be made to end this government shutdown in your mind?
Well, I think the Democrats have become radicalized. I think, you know, this never happened before. They always extend. You know, an extension is very easy. It's done all the time. You extend, sometimes you extend 4 or 5 times. I mean, they become radicalized lunatics, actually, in a true sense. They should automatically extend, and we will make a deal as soon as they do. As soon as they do, we'll make a deal.
There is a deal in the works that they're talking about, at least. Senator Susan Collins talked to the House, said if they pass the continuing resolution now, this Friday, they'll pass the military construction, the veterans bills, maybe even other bills, and that would get veterans their checks by Veterans Day Monday.
Yeah.
Would you support that?
Well, I would look at it. I mean, I'm going to look at it. They should just extend it and work on it. And we ought to work on health care together, because Obamacare has been a disaster. It's going to get a big increase. But Obamacare is not great health care, and it's very expensive. And I'd love to work with them to fix it.
This is obviously appropriations bills one at a time, but they lump some in, yeah. Get a continuing resolution until December or January, right. Move forward.
Right. Yeah, let's move forward. I'd like to move forward. I'd like to get it going, but it's really up to them. And we're here. If they say yes, it's done. Because we have already, you know, we have voted just about unanimously, almost unanimously, to move forward. We're ready to do it.
A few more things. You said Republicans should get rid of the filibuster.
Yeah.
Based on what you said this morning, you don't really think the Democrats could never win the Senate again, right?
No, I think that if we got rid of the filibuster, we would approve so many good things, common sense things, wonderful things, that it would be hard to beat us. If we don't, it's always going to be a slog. So I do say this. I would say absolutely, without question, I have no doubt in my mind, get rid of it. And the Republicans should do it. But they have a number of Republicans that don't agree. And you know what? It's a question. Do I want to lose my relationship with those Republicans that have been very good to me for a long period of time, that voted against the crooked Democrats on impeachment and everything else? Do I want to lose them over it? I think it's a very important point. Do you ever have people that are wrong, but you can't convince them? So do you destroy your whole relationship with them or not? I'd be close to losing it, but probably not.
How worried are you about the Supreme Court decision on your emergency power on tariffs. The hearing today, a lot of people were trying to read through the tea leaves, what the justices were asking. Some were saying they were overly skeptical. You can't really do that in Supreme Court hearings, but how worried are you that they may unwind this thing?
Well, I heard the court case went well today, but I just heard that a little while ago because, as you know, it was just 2 hours ago that they finished up. But I will say this. It would be devastating for our country if we lost that. Devastating. I think it's one of the most important, maybe the most, but one of the most important cases in the history of our country. I think taking tariffs away so that we can have national security. So, as an example, President Xi, he hit us with the rare earths. And I hit him with a tariff, 100% tariff on top of all the other tariffs that you're paying. And they called in 10 minutes and we made a deal.
You're saying you're happy with what you came out of it.
If I didn't have tariffs, we wouldn't. We were right now, the entire world would be in a depression. Because, you know, that wasn't a threat against us. That was a threat against the entire world. I did this for the world. But, yeah, I would say that, I can guarantee you this, if I didn't put 100% tariff immediately on China, the entire world, because of magnets, a special kind of rare earth, etc., right, would be closed up. Without the benefit of tariffs, we would not. We had a very successful meeting with President Xi of China and others. And without tariffs, that would not have taken place.
Well, we appreciate the time. There's a lot going on all at once. I'd ask you about foreign policy, but I know you have to hit the road. So thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Appreciate it.
More of the Fred Bear Show coming up.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater. My dad passed away at the age of 63. It's out of nowhere. Had a stroke. Super hard, obviously, for the whole family, but my dad had life insurance. This is why I have life insurance for my family, for my wife and 4 kids. And the best place to get life insurance is ethos.com, because you can do it in 10 minutes. And there's no medical exam and no blood test, just a few health questions. Get life insurance in 10 minutes so your family is protected. Ethos, E-T-H-O-S, ethos.com/Mike.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. Ever wonder why the big wireless companies want you on an unlimited plan? It's because they need you to help cover the cost of the 20-somethings who are using a lot of data every month. Fact is, according to the latest research studies, most people 50 and up, like me, only use 12 gigs or less each month. Don't get bamboozled by big wireless. At Consumer Cellular, pick what suits your needs, whether it's 1 gig, 5, 10, or unlimited. The point is, pay for exactly what you need and nothing more. We use the same towers as the big guys, but since we don't own and maintain them, we can pass the savings on to you. Our plans start at just $20 a month, and you'll get the best customer service in the business. I want to invite you to join the millions of people who choose something better than big wireless, because if you're not using all that data, you're probably getting used.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit consumercellular.com/facts. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
This is House Call for Health. A new poll shows a stunning decline in American kids experiencing the great outdoors. The national poll by the University of Michigan Health C.S. Mott Children's Hospital says only 1 in 10 preschoolers or toddlers venture outside to play for once a week or even less. The poll says parental anxiety is found to be one barrier. 4 in 10 parents say they're nervous when kids go too far away or do risky things like climbing too high. The reluctance to go outside goes against research showing play improves children's mental and physical health, including the development of gross motor skills, coordination, and muscle growth, also improving necessary functions like good eyesight. Researchers encourage parents to worry less and let kids test their limits in order to build confidence, resilience, and problem-solving skills through play. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
I'm Gian Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute. Brian Koberger's attorneys want a judge to excuse the convicted killer from paying tens of thousands of dollars to the grieving families of two college students he slaughtered, arguing they have banked enough from GoFundMe donations. The 30-year-old has been ordered to pay roughly $290,000 in fines and restitution after he pleaded guilty to stabbing University of Idaho students Kaylee Gonsalves, Madison Mogan, Zana Kernodle, and Ethan Chapin to death in their off-campus home. Prosecutors have now slapped the former criminology student with an additional restitution bill, requesting he shell out over $20,000 for Gonsalves' parents and roughly $7,000 for Mogan's mother to cover their travel expenses. Koberger's legal team blasted the request for additional funds in a court filing earlier this month and argued that Koberger has no means to pay the restitution now or in the future. He's serving four consecutive life sentences. A restitution hearing to discuss the request for funds has been scheduled for November 5th. There's more on this story at FoxNews.com or subscribe to the Fox True Crime Podcast. I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Legendary tennis champion Arthur Ashe was the first African-American player to compete professionally in tennis. In leading UCLA to the NCAA title in 1965, he created a tennis program for inner cities in 1968 and was the USLTA amateur champ and won the first U.S. Open at Forest Hills, being ranked co-number one with Rod Laver in that year.
This is still one of the Grand Slam titles, and now Muscles is the only player to win the Grand Slam this year. After a day of rest yesterday, he was pretty tough today, and I look forward to playing him again because for this year we're all square. I think I beat him about a month and a half ago in Detroit under poor lights. So here's hoping we meet in the final of Forest Hills on my turf. So I'll see you in September.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The Bret Baier Show with Fox News chief political anchor Bret Baier.
Well, even though Democrats won big in the off-year elections, there is a party divide. Here to talk about that at the government shutdown in response to President Trump, House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries of New York. Mr. Leader, thanks for the time. I want to start with what exactly I asked President Trump at the very beginning, which is how do you read the results from last night?
Well, it was a decisive win for the American people. Affordability was on the ballot, and affordability won throughout America. Donald Trump, of course, promised that costs would go down on day one. Costs haven't gone down. Costs have gone up. Housing costs through the roof. Child care costs through the roof. Groceries through the roof. Electricity bills skyrocketing across America. And now, because my Republican colleagues refuse to extend the Affordable Care Act tax credits, we know that for tens of millions of Americans who are now in the open enrollment period, they are experiencing dramatically increased premiums, copays, and deductibles. In some cases, working class Americans being asked to absorb increases of $1,000 or $2,000 per month. America is too expensive, and something needs to be done about it decisively.
I want to talk to you about the government shutdown in just a minute. Is the incoming New York mayor, Mamdani, going to drag down moderates in your party next year?
I think the connective tissue that we saw across the country, including as it relates to the mayor-elect's campaign in New Jersey and in Virginia, was the notion that as Democrats, we are going to fight hard to make life more affordable. Far too many people are struggling to live paycheck to paycheck. They're working hard and they're playing by the rules, but they can't get ahead. In fact, they can barely get by. And that should not be the case in this country, the wealthiest country in the history of the world.
You've had Democratic socialists like Mamdani win, though, and there have been supporters, including yourself, who endorsed him. But the Democratic Socialists of America, this is what their platform is. Abolish mandatory minimums and cash bail, establish universal rent control, greatly reduce U.S. military budget, amnesty for all immigrants, full voting rights to non-citizens, and national popular vote for president. So do you sign on to that new side of your party with those stipulations?
It's very interesting that you asked that question. Here's what Democrats stand for. We believe in a country with a strong floor and no ceiling. In this great country of ours, when you work hard and play by the rules, there should be no ceiling to the success that you can achieve for yourself, for your family, and for your children. At the same period of time, as Democrats, we do believe in a strong floor, and that includes Social Security and Medicare and Medicaid, the Affordable Care Act, veterans benefits, and nutritional assistance. Yeah. Things that, unfortunately, my Republican colleagues are cutting right now as we speak with an agenda that's designed just to benefit the wealthiest amongst us, and that's what was done in their one big ugly bill.
I want to talk to you about the government shutdown. There is talk of deals up on the Hill, possibly appropriations bills, as well as a continuing resolution passing before Veterans Day, including paying veterans before Veterans Day. Would you be open to any of that at this point? And what happens if moderate Democrats kind of undercut this standoff like they did last year, last March?
Well, what we've indicated as House Democrats is that we will be open to any bipartisan agreement that emerges from the Senate in good faith, as long as it, of course, reopens the government, that it enacts a spending agreement that is actually designed to make life better for working class Americans, middle class Americans, and everyday Americans, while at the same time decisively addresses the Republican health care crisis, which includes what is not limited to the largest cut to Medicaid in American history. That hurts people all across the country, regardless of whether they're a Republican, a Democrat, or an independent. We're fighting for the American people. Hospitals, nursing homes, and community-based health centers are closing all throughout America, including in Louisiana or in Alabama. And these are states that cannot absorb what, unfortunately, has come out of the one big ugly bill. And right. We think this needs to be decisively addressed.
Leader Jeffries, we appreciate you coming on. We welcome you back to Special Report.
Thank you.
Up next, the panel on all of this, the two interviews you just saw, and the government shutdown.
Heavy snow fell in Washington, D.C. the night before John F. Kennedy's inauguration, but thoughts of canceling the plans were overruled. On January 20th, 1961, he stood in the bitter cold on the steps of the Capitol and before a crowd of 20,000 was sworn in as the 35th President of the United States.
The energy, the faith, the devotion which we bring to this endeavor will light our country and all who serve it. And the glow from that fire can truly light the world. And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Stay on top of the latest forecast with America's Weather Team in the palm of your hands.
Here's the latest from America's Weather Center.
It's Fox Weather updates throughout your busy day, every day.
That heat's going to be out there for one more day.
Temperatures being 30 degrees above average.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcast.com. Connect to Fox News Audio on the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Failla, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now.
I'm Emily Campagno, and I'm taking you inside the Idaho murders. In Moscow, Idaho, a small college town, one case so violent and heartbreaking shocked the nation. Four students were found brutally murdered in their off-campus home, prompting a cross-country search for the cold-blooded killer. The Fox True Crime Podcast presents Inside the Idaho Murders, the evidence, the manhunt, the killer, and the victims.
Listen and follow now at foxtruecrime.com. Every weekday, it's your go-to source for staying informed and entertained. The Fox News Primetime Highlights Podcast, offering a curated selection of the most impactful moments of the Ingram Angle, Jesse Waters Primetime, Hannity, and Gutfeld. Listen and follow now so you never miss a moment of the action-packed highlights from these must-watch Fox News Channel shows. Go to foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you listen to podcasts. America's listening to Fox News.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1969.
We find ourselves rich in goods, but ragged in spirit. Reaching with magnificent precision for the moon, but falling into raucous discord on Earth.
I have decided to order the immediate redeployment from Vietnam of the division equivalent of approximately 25,000 men.
At the inquest, I responded as completely and as truthfully as I could to the questions that were put to me by the judge as well as the district attorney.
Tranquility Base here. The Eagle has landed. I'm going to step off the land now. It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
This is the largest group of people ever assembled in one place.
Good morning. What we have in mind is breakfast in bed for 400,000.
News as it happens. News as it happens.
This is Fox News Talk.
Fox on Faith with Lauren Green.
The Bible promises that God is close to the brokenhearted, that he saves those who are crushed in spirit. So why is there so much pain and suffering in the world? Well, many say it is because churches need to minister more to the souls sitting in the pews. Author and evangelist Nick Bojicic.
A lot of us are not really having an honest audit, check, and inventory of even just the brokenhearted within the four walls of the church, let alone trying to save the lost.
But 20 years, Bojicic has ministered to those in pain, knowing what it feels like to be angry with God over life circumstances. Born with no arms or legs, he almost committed suicide as a child, but the grace of God intervened. His book, Champions for the Brokenhearted, shows how to have faith in God's purpose and plan.
That's the epiphany, the revelation of realizing, I don't need to know the plan, I just need to believe that he has one.
For Fox on Faith, Lauren Green, Fox News.
Bret Baier Show with Fox News chief political anchor, Bret Baier.
Welcome back. We're back with our panel for some analysis. Josh Krashauer, Dasha Burns, and Mark Halperin. All right, Mark, you listened to the president. You listened to the minority leader. Your thoughts?
Well, you know, James Blair told Dasha he wants Republican candidates to talk more about affordability. I think talking about affordability is different than doing something about it. I didn't hear him say anything he would do about it, but I don't hear the president right now or Republicans talking much about what they do about it. And I think for all the analysis of Mr. Mamdani, the mayor-elect, he's got ideas. You might think they're communist or socialist or misguided or impossible to implement, but it's pretty clear that the mood of the voters, and you saw this in the exit polls, is give us some ideas. Don't just say, yeah, affordability is a big problem, or Trump's policies are horrible, or Mamdani's a communist. Give us some ideas about how you'll make housing and transportation and education more affordable.
Yeah, I mean, Josh, that's what Regina Foley texted me.
I mean, yeah, the results are a combination of things for the White House. Number one, the economy, which is what Trump ran on so successfully in the presidential election, it's now become a burden for his voters. A lot of people struggling to pay bills, and the government shutdown certainly hasn't helped the Republican Party on that front. So, look, Virginia, that was Virginia's a blue state. I think everyone expected Abigail Spanberger was going to win, but the a historic margin. She won 57% of the vote. And a lot of government workers in Virginia, a lot of folks not being able to pay the bills over the last few weeks, that really hit home in a very personal way. And the fact that President Trump told you and has said since the results that the government shutdown is not helping the Republican Party, I think that's a very notable concession. And it may, look, I don't know what if he's going to make any concessions to the Democrats, but it may signal there'll be some movement as a result of these
results last night. Yeah, and you heard Leader Jeffries kind of say they'd be open to something that was bipartisan, Dasha. I think there's some pain on both sides when it comes to dealing with this. Here's President Trump on trying to eliminate the filibuster.
It's going to be very tough. Getting things done is going to be, look, we can't even get the approval for moving forward with government. They won't give us that. If they do get in, and, you know, at some point, I guess they'll get in, right? They're going to do it. They're going to get rid of it. They almost got rid of it last time, but they
didn't have the votes. Yeah.
If they didn't have Senator Manchin, maybe even one of them, they would have gotten rid of it. Okay. They would have done it. They would have gotten rid of the filibuster. And that would have given them, that would give them open house. It would be, give them free reign. Well, what I want to do is do it.
Then he went on, Dasha, to say, I know there are some Republicans who I like, who've supported me, who don't want to do it, and I don't want to ruin that relationship. So he kind of conceded that that's not going down that road.
Look, this is one issue in a Congress that has basically said yes, sir, to everything that Trump has asked of them. This is the one issue where there is serious resistance. Leader Thune, who has had a very productive relationship with the president, is not willing to do this, along with a number of really important senators. They just don't have the votes right now. I did hear from James Blair that some of those folks may have moved over to seeing the president's point on it. But it still doesn't seem like they are nearly there to get this thing through. And it's something that Republicans think could be really dangerous for them. There's a reason this is called the nuclear option.
Mark, the other concession the president made, essentially, is that he is thinking heavily about this U.S. Supreme Court case about tariffs and how it really would unwind his foreign policy and how he's handling the world currently.
Well, they've been apocalyptic about it and said that if they get an adverse ruling, the end of life as we know it will occur. If they get an adverse ruling, and again, the tea leaf readers would say they're likely to, they'll find another way. There are other justifications, other mechanisms they can use, but it will be a big mess. And Wall Street seems happy with today's argument. I guess they prefer certain uncertainty to certain uncertain certainty, and they'll take the tariffs coming off, even though that'll be a big mess if it happens.
There you go. Big mess if it happens. Panel, thanks so much. Rolling with the punches today. We're here in Miami for the America Business Forum. I emceed the two-day event and interviewed some of the guests. Tonight we hear from some of the leaders attending the conference over the last 2 days. A lot of business people, entrepreneurs in this audience. You've dealt with some of the most complex negotiations now and dynamics around the world. You obviously dealt with complex negotiations in your business life before that. But what did you learn about negotiation and trust and leadership since being in this job?
Well, trust and integrity is everything. And people have to respect you and believe in you. World leaders today respect and trust the United States of America because of Donald Trump's leadership.
But bigger picture, next frontier, you think more things are happening. Dominoes are falling.
Well, look, the critical piece of Gaza now is implementing. I think if we hold it together, then we'll have even more credibility around the world. And I'm very confident we will hold it together and we will complete the mission. I also think that what we're trying to do in Gaza with the CMCC, where we're bringing a lot of countries together consensually to work with one another, that is the paradigm or the model for what will happen in Ukraine, Russia, when we settle that. And we will settle it. And I think that's probably the most important one to settle next.
You lost your son, and that horrible event in your life has enabled you in this job to actually be empathetic across the line with other people who have similar situations.
Yeah, I feel that my boy Andrew puts his hand on my back and takes me to these places. And it began shortly after his death. I met multiple families whose families had buried children, and I became friends with them. And this job is the most blessed of them all. I mean, the president gave me this opportunity. Sometimes I don't even know how to thank him. He thanks me all the time. I say, sir, I need to thank you.
Zohran Mamdani wins the mayor in New York City. There are some people looking at that saying, you know, it's a different environment for businesses. And is it going to lead to an exodus?
Well, I mean, for the people of New York, I pray that the policies that Mamdani uses to govern and lead New York are different than the talking points he used to win the mayoral race. The people of New York deserve better.
And do you think it maybe leads to an exodus down here?
Right. So if I look at Miami and I look at why Miami is so successful, the focus on education, the focus on public safety. These are safe streets. We live in a safe city. The focus on community. This is a city that has great pride in what we've accomplished together and what we will accomplish ahead. I've lived in a failed city state. I lived in Chicago for 30 some years. I had two colleagues who had bullets fly through their cars. I had a colleague stabbed outside the front door of our office. I had 25 bullet holes in the front of my building where I lived. You can't live in a city awash in violent crime and feel proud to call that place home. So I'm grateful for the leadership in the state of Florida. This is a great place to call home. And I hope... And I really hope that when Mamdani thinks about leadership, he thinks about the right role models. And there's a lot to copy from our great state of Florida and from this great city of Miami.
Fascinating. 2 days at America Business Forum. Up next, the panel on the government shutdown, new airline travel restrictions, and Nancy Pelosi calling it quits.
More of the Brett Baer Show coming up.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater. My dad passed away at the age of 63. It's out of nowhere. Had a stroke. Super hard, obviously, for the whole family, but my dad had life insurance. This is why I have life insurance for my family, for my wife and four kids. And the best place to get life insurance is ethos.com, because you can do it in 10 minutes. And there's no medical exam and no blood test, just a few health questions. Get life insurance in 10 minutes so your family is protected. Ethos, E-T-H-O-S, ethos.com/Mike.
We've got trade wars, rising costs, global chaos, and a skyrocketing national debt. It's no wonder gold keeps hitting record highs. With everything going on in the world, thousands of hardworking Americans are looking to help diversify their savings with precious metals like gold and silver. And they're turning to the top-rated gold company, Goldco. Right now, Goldco is offering you a free 2025 gold and silver kit. Plus, you could get an unlimited instant match and bonus silver if you qualify. Find out how you can diversify your savings tax and penalty-free today. Call 855-969-GOLD. That's 855-969-GOLD.
Performance may vary. You should always consult your financial and tax professional.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. Ever wonder why the big wireless companies want you on an unlimited plan? It's because they need you to help cover the cost of the 20-somethings who are using a lot of data every month. Fact is, according to the latest research studies, most people 50 and up, like me, only use 12 gigs or less each month. Don't get bamboozled by big wireless. At Consumer Cellular, pick what suits your needs, whether it's 1 gig, 5, 10, or unlimited. The point is, pay for exactly what you need and nothing more. We use the same towers as the big guys, but since we don't own and maintain them, we can pass the savings on to you. Our plans start at just $20 a month, and you'll get the best customer service in the business. I want to invite you to join the millions of people who choose something better than big wireless. Because if you're not using all that data, you're probably getting used.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit consumercellular.com/fax. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
Fox News Audio presents Blood Mountain. Deep in the forests of Georgia, one hike turned into a nightmare.
Calculated. Savage. I'm a solemn maniac.
One woman's disappearance sent shockwaves across the nation. The ensuing search for a suspect revealed something more sinister. A serial killer was on the loose.
The more we heard about it, the worse it got.
The Blood Mountain Podcast. Listen and follow now at foxtruecrime.com. From a
around the world.
Trey Yingst, joining us from Tel Aviv, Israel.
To Washington.
I'm Mike Emanuel.
To your own backyard. If a story impacts you or your wallet, we're on it. It's the Fox News Rundown. We give every story the deeper look it deserves with must-listen interviews and smart analysis from the voices you can trust. Start your day with the Fox News Rundown. Listen and follow now at foxnewsrundown.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Stay on top of the latest forecast with America's Weather Team in the palm of your hands.
Here's the latest from America's Weather Center.
It's Fox Weather updates throughout your busy day, every day.
That heat's going to be out there for one more day.
Temperatures being 30 degrees above average.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com. Connect to Fox News Audio on the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Fallon, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app. The voices America trusts. Download it now.
The Bret Baier Show with Fox News chief political anchor Bret Baier.
I think the Democrats have become radicalized. I think, you know, this never happened before. They always extend. They should automatically extend, and we will make a deal as soon as they do.
The American people are waiting, and Democrats are ready. We want to have negotiations. It's been long enough.
We were hearing that there were some common sense centrist Democrats who were talking to Republicans, but what I understand is that Chuck Schumer has pulled them back from that.
I think that there is no reason to surrender now, every reason to stand firm.
Well, there may be a couple of reasons to surrender. One of them is air traffic delays and cancellations. If you look at the numbers, 5,107 delays, 149 cancellations. This is the FAA is slashing air traffic by 10%, eventually getting up there, ticking up. So let's start there. Let's bring in our panel, former White House press secretary, Fox News contributor Ari Fleischer, Annie Linsky, White House reporter for the Wall Street Journal, and Jonathan Carl, author of the new book, Retribution, Donald Trump and the Campaign That Changed America. Jonathan, congratulations on the new book. Is your sense that we're getting closer or farther away from a settlement here?
I think we're getting closer. I mean, what I'm hearing is you have Democrats who are eager to move beyond this and are moving closer towards accepting what John Thune actually offered more than a month ago, the idea of you know, they vote for an extension of government funding and they get a promise on these Obamacare subsidy extensions. It's not going to be everybody. You played Senator Blumenthal. He's not going to be there, but they only need eight of them. It won't be eight. It'll be more than that. You can't have every single one of them be the determining vote. But my sense is that they're getting closer.
You know, Annie, we thought the SNAP payments were going to do it. It seems like air traffic control and these delays and cancellations. Here is the Transportation Secretary and the Minority Leader.
Taking 10% of the flights out will reduce that pressure, which is what we want to do. Delays are a secondary issue. Safety is primary. And so this is not politics for us.
The administration has been going after the FAA since the beginning of their time in office, since January 20th. And we need to understand how we got to this moment, separate and apart from the Trump Republican shutdown.
Annie, how do you see it?
Yeah, I mean, I think, Brett, President Trump understands leverage. We've seen that in many, many different topic areas. And the SNAP benefits were being used as leverage. The payment of the troops were being used by leverage by various individuals. And now the administration is showing that that this is a way that Americans will feel some pain from this shutdown. And the White House, of course, is saying this is the fault of Democrats. But this is a way of pushing these negotiations in a new direction. I think a lot of people thought after the elections on Tuesday, Democrats would use that as an off-ramp. But in the last few days, it doesn't seem like they've been willing to take that. And I think what the president is doing here is saying, look, there is an impact to this shutdown. And as we're going into this holiday season and travel tends to ramp up, this is something where people are going to start calling their congressperson and are going to start really wanting this to end and feeling that pain of it.
Yeah, Ari, it seems like it hurts both sides. I mean, you look at the polls, they're about even. Who's taking it on the chin more, depending on which poll you look at?
Well, and let's just stipulate, the government should always be open. This is a foolish way to go about doing business. And it was when Republicans shut it down, demanding that if they didn't get what they wanted, it would be shut down. And now the Democrats are copying that. They say, if we don't get what we want, we'll shut it down. The way it should work is if you don't pass your budgets on time, funding continues at the existing rate. No one should be able to shut down the government. This is just a terrible way to do business. We're making ourselves laughing stocks. And if there's no funding, no government, then of course you can't pay the people who are in positions. It's not as if the administration is trying to use this to get leverage. It's the reality of what happens when you don't pay people who have to show up for work. So this is a mess. I put it closer to Thanksgiving, Brett. I'm much less optimistic that something's going to come together quickly. The election results have given the Democrats reason to dig in their heels and fight some more. And I think they're all just about fight. That's the most meaningful word right now in Washington is fight.
Well, who's not fighting? A former House Speaker, Nancy Pelosi, announcing that she is throwing in the towel, not running for re-election. Take a listen.
That is why I want you, my fellow San Franciscans, to be the first to know. I will not be seeking re-election to Congress. With a grateful heart, I look forward to my final year of service as your proud representative. As we go forward, my message to the city I love is this. San Francisco, know your power. We have made history. We have made progress. We have always led the way. And now we must continue to do so by remaining full participants in our democracy and fighting for the American ideals we hold dear.
Jonathan, in your new book, Retribution, you have a really kind of detailed story about Nancy Pelosi and Joe Biden and the last time they were together.
Yeah, I mean, Joe Biden really and the Biden family really felt that Nancy Pelosi was the one that stuck the dagger in Biden's back quietly and sometimes not so quietly, working to push him out of the race after that disastrous debate. I detailed a meeting, a secret meeting that happened in the White House residence. It was even secret to those that worked in Biden's West Wing, brought into a room, basically the yellow oval, kind of the living room for the Biden family, for the presidential family. And they met, and Pelosi was expressing the concerns the Democrats had that Biden was not only going to lose, but bring House Democrats down too. And it wasn't a particularly contentious meeting, but the fascinating thing, Brett, is that at the end of it, Pelosi, a devout Catholic, brought out her rosary coin and said, let's pray. And Biden had the exact same rosary coin in his pocket, also a devout Catholic. They prayed together. The meeting ended. That is the last time that those two titans of the modern Democratic Party spoke, was that prayer over their rosaries.
That's really interesting. A lot of detailed stories in your book. Nancy Pelosi obviously still carried a lot of weight in the Democratic caucus, evidenced by the House Minority Leader not being able to say, when she called the President of the United States a vile creature, that it was the wrong thing to say. Asked him a couple times, a couple different ways. You see that she carried a lot of gravitas and could even move votes even when she left the Speaker seat.
Yeah, she will go down as an iconic leader for Democrats. I think that she and perhaps Barack Obama are the two kind of main voices in the party that can cross multiple factions. And, her ability to hold her caucus together is something that both Democrats and Republicans are actually quite jealous of.
She will not, Ari, be known about reaching across the aisle that much. I mean, she did do it in her career, but the picture of her ripping up the speech behind President Trump on the State of the Union is probably going to go down in history.
Yeah, I mean, she was as fierce a partisan as you get, and she helped Republicans win many races because they ran against the San Francisco liberal, Nancy Pelosi. So, yes, she could crack the whip inside the Democratic caucus, and with a 5-vote majority that the Democrats once had, she was able to enforce party discipline and get the Democrats to pass things against all odds. Good for her for being that type of internal leader. But externally, Republicans loved having her around. But it is also a sign, Brett, of the older generation of Democrats that are increasingly being challenged now by a new, younger generation. In New York City, many of those older Democrats who've been there forever are getting challenged now by socialists. Mondami's win in New York is inspiring younger socialists to step up, run against Dan Goldman, for example, Richie Torres, for example, Democratic incumbents. That problem for older Democrats getting challenged by the socialist youth is a growing problem. Nancy Pelosi was being challenged in a primary. I think she would have likely won it, but I think that's one of the reasons she got out now at the age of 85.
All right, panel, thanks so much. Jonathan, congrats on the book again.
Thank you, Brad.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. Ever wonder why Big Wireless wants you on an unlimited plan? They probably want you to cover the cost of those 20-somethings using all that data every month. But most people 50 and up like me only use 12 gigs or less. Don't get bamboozled by Big Wireless. Switch to Consumer Cellular. Our plans start at just $20, and we use the same towers as the big guys. Join the millions who choose something better, because if you're not using all that data, you're probably getting used.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com/facts. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Wind River Resort and Casino celebrates the end of the year in style. Join us Wednesday, December 31st for an unforgettable New Year's Eve bash. Immerse yourself in a night filled with laughter and excitement featuring comedian Eric Griffin and live band The Freshmakers. Savor a delicious buffet. Don't miss out. Tickets on sale now, including exclusive VIP seats. Each ticket also includes $10 free slot play. Must be 21 and over. For complete details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has been more than just a store. We've been a cornerstone of our community, owned by people like you. We proudly offer top quality farm and ranch supplies, including our own Rogue feed, as well as workwear, western apparel, garden essentials, and pet care products. By signing up as a Grange Rewards customer, you not only enjoy exclusive benefits like special offers and 1% back on most purchases, but you also become part of something bigger, a cooperative that you own and help shape. Join Grange Rewards today.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.